Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You probably know my face from social media, but if you don't, this podcast is a perfect crash course in getting to know me. Some weeks I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely guests and we discuss some really interesting topics. And the rest of the time, it's just little old me, usually dumping my trauma on you or having some sort of rant. And spoiler alert, a lot of them are unhinged, although if you follow me on social media, I don't think you'll be too shocked by that. And of course, I take a listen to some of your trauma dump voice notes and answer your dilemmas, or at least try to answer your dilemmas in the best way I can. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, buckle up and get ready for the ride because it's chaos. Right, I'm sure you're sick of listening to the intro, so enough of me, let's get into the podcast. Hello guys and welcome back to episode 49 of Unscripted. We're officially halfway to 50. Oh my God, Lauren, sorry guys, I'm sitting in a different seat and I actually much prefer this seat. I might sit in this seat next week because I can see myself in the camera.
There you go, vain bitch.
Guys, my head is still mincemeat, right? So it's Thursday after all together now. So I filmed a podcast episode on Tuesday that went out on Wednesday. And now it's Thursday, so it's 2 days since my last podcast. I am still mincemeat after all together now. My brain is still scrambled. I don't know what is going on. I don't know if it's because I'm old. It just takes me... My mouth is so dry because I was drinking Lucozade Sport, guys, if anybody can tell. My brain is scrambled from all together now. I do you know what it is? I think, how do you go back to life as normal after such a whimsical weekend? Like after having so much fun, camping, waking up and having Smirnoff Ice for breakfast, eating basically nothing for the whole weekend. How are we supposed to go back to normal? How is life as normal supposed to resume? And I know loads of yous feel the exact same way because I put up a story saying it and yous were all like, yes, like how? And people are going to be like, you're such a princess bitch. Like I literally was in work at 9 a.m. the next day. I applaud every single person who was able to go back to work because let me tell you, I'd be ringing in sick for 2 weeks. Honest to God, 2 weeks. Fun fact, actually, Electric Picnic a few years ago, I went to Electric Picnic, was back in work like the day after I got home, had vertigo. I think I've told you this before. Gave myself severe vertigo at Electric Picnic. Obviously the speakers and whatever else. And had to take like 2 weeks off work. So honestly, I applaud anybody who is able to go straight back to work after a festival. I'm trying to think what I have to fill you in on, but really nothing since our last. No, see this bitch, Lauren. Lauren picked, right? What clip do you think, if you've heard the last episode... What clip do you think Lauren decided to put up on socials?
The one that literally starts with, I shouldn't say this.
Yeah, the one that's like, should I say this on the podcast? About me pissing in the vase. I wake up this morning and she's collaborated it with me on Instagram. I said, I'm not, imagine me trying to get brand deals. Yeah, just pissed in a vase altogether.
You collabed the one where you said you pissed on a bus, so.
Yeah, true, actually. But I fear that was years ago and I had less cop on then. So it's like acceptable. Like now I'm 28 pissing in vases at festivals. Like, is that acceptable? Probably not. I'm trying to think what I have to fill you in on. Literally nothing, guys. It's been 2 days since my last podcast recording. So nothing has happened between then and now. I'm just really struggling to go back to life as normal. I feel jet lagged, guys. I don't know. I need all your tips. Any of the listeners listening. How do you get out of the festival blues? I feel like the holiday blues are a real thing and the festival blues are a real thing. And they're kind of the same as well. Like I always feel like this after a holiday. Kind of depressed and down and, oh, like how do I... carry on life as normal. That's literally how I feel now. And I've just eaten shit as well. Like since I've come back, I swear to God, all I've eaten every day is takeaway. Like I'm going to turn into a takeaway. I've actually done so well, like losing weight. And now I'm just going to put it all back on in the week after all together now. But we don't care. We don't mind. That's okay. Guys, on today's episode, we have two very exciting guests. One of them you may know from Le Boo Boo, Dubai Chocolate Bar. I actually, I'm a big fan of quoting his TikToks. Every time I get drunk, I start asking shopkeepers if they have any Labubu Dubai chocolate bar Stanley cups, which I'm way too old to be acting that way. But anyway, we have Danny Swanton and Jazzy. Right, lads, in studio today, we have Danny and Josh. Just want to introduce yourselves.
We're here.
Do you want to give a brief intro? Everyone's going to know who the fuck you are. But...
So, my name's Danny. Make TikToks with Josh.
Right, Josh, do you want to intro? Are you just Josh that makes TikToks with Danny?
I'm Josh, aka Jazzy, and I make TikToks with Danny.
And everyone thinks we're gay together.
No, do you know? Do you know, I actually said, right, just bringing that up, when we were on holidays in Albufeira, ask Aiden this, I was like, is Danny gay? My gaydar goes off with Danny, I have to say. It's because, well, no, it's probably because you're very feminine in your TikToks. Yeah, you have that girl boss energy.
He passed me the other day in town, he was like, oh, there's that zesty chap.
He went all right to me and Alex and went, oh, there's that zesty chap.
But all he is, even Aiden and Dylan are a bit zesty as well, aren't they?
You kind of have to be.
Yeah, you do. And where does Jazzy come from? Where does that come from?
So I have a mixed race sister.
Right.
Let me just put that out there. There's nothing to do with the story. No, my... that has actually got nothing. You just have to throw that in.
The whole family tree.
No, actually, I'm the only white one.
No way.
Two siblings. Two are half Jamaican and one we don't really know.
That's kind of interesting. That's like lore.
Indian and Chile and shit. And then
oh, deadly.
Wicklow.
Wicklow, like.
But how did Jazzy come about? People just said my sister looked like Jazzy, the other Jazzy.
Oh, like Jazzy the... No way.
But
and
they don't.
Okay.
And then Danny also just randomly started calling me Jazzy because he comes up with new names for me every other fucking week.
Right.
For a while, my name in his phone was Spam Mail Ignore.
And that was his nickname, like...
That
was
his name.
Oh,
so
okay.
Jazzy was my name, and it's because he's a new name for me every week. So Jazzy was there, and I was like, "That's kind of funny." And then the lads in school randomly, I was just fucking,
and it stuck.
It just stuck. Yeah,
well, Jazzy's kind of a cool one.
Yeah,
that is.
A strangers
cool
call
one
me that on the
internet. But I think it's cool to have a name that's not your own name. Well, I had a name that wasn't my own name, but I can't use it anymore. Got told I had to rebrand. And
why?
Because there's so much bad things associated. Because I was so bold.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. How did you meet? Do you know each other years?
Yeah, Danny is the thing. I was a bit of a freak.
Oh, I used to have Alex,
no. I was a bit of a, like, I had a perm and shit and a lot of piercings and I wore skinny jeans.
No, like emo vibes.
Like a bit.
No way.
Just a bit cringe.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I was.
Oh, no, like,
yeah, but now I'm TikToker, so.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're cringe on TikTok, it's good.
No,
it's
yeah, good. But no, I was like cringe and like, ew, why has he done that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was like going around a param 14 just doing weird.
Were you actually, was he emo? Like,
no, like, not emo, but
just a bit alt.
I don't know how to explain.
Alt. You were alt.
I was alt doing weird shit and embarrassing myself in public since I was like 13 and it didn't stop until like, it still hasn't stopped.
No.
But. Doing weird shit, I just got a better haircut.
Yeah, but I feel like on TikTok that you have to be kind of cringe and weird 100%. To like
it's,
do well.
It's cringy until you start gaining a bit of a following and then it's not.
But do you find, because see the difference between like your age demographic and like my boyfriend's. Mm-hmm. Like his age demographic, he gets rinsed by his friends. Like if he uploads a TikTok, rinsed. Like really? It's like a mad, embarrassing, cringy thing. Whereas I feel like your age demographic, like everyone does it.
It's getting more normal.
No, yeah.
I also find that when older people see my TikToks, they're like, oh, fair play to you.
Yeah.
They'll always say, oh, fair play.
I thought it'd be like the older you were, the more accepted.
No. Because see, we didn't grow up with the internet. Like, that makes me seem so old. But, like, we literally did not have internet. Like, I had, like, dial-up internet when I would have been, like, 13 years old. Like, our first, like, 13 years of life, no internet. No social media.
I'm so addicted to my phone.
Yeah.
Fucking abnormal.
Yeah.
I have to, like, scroll while
I'm... What's your screen time, right? Let's do a screen time check.
Oh, my God.
Who's going to have the highest?
I was, like, upset earlier because I had to focus on driving instead of watching TV.
This is why I couldn't drive. I'd have like Netflix on in the fucking thing, like watching it. Right, daily average, right? Read out one by one. Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, Larry, that's a full day's work.
Mine's so bad. 11 hours, 35 minutes. 8? I win.
How the fuck?
11 hours.
Do you not go outside, man?
No. If I am outside, I'm on my phone.
That's only because it's today. Yesterday was 10 hours, the day before was 8, and then the day before that was 11.
Yeah, see, if I'm outside, I'm on my phone because I'm awkward. And if I'm walking by people, I'm like, I don't want to look at them. So I'm on my phone all the time.
Like, you think that, like, people who do social media, like, you'd be afraid, you'd be like,
no.
Panic attacks got pops and shit.
It makes you socially awkward because you feel like, I don't know about yous, but even, like, if I go into a shopping centre, I have sunglasses on, AirPods in.
Yeah.
People to be writing about me being like, she thinks she's a celebrity. I seen her in Liffey Valley with sunglasses on. It's like, I just don't want to look at you because I know you're staring at me. Like,
or like when someone comes up to you and like, I see you on TikTok. And I'm like,
What do you say? Like,
you just get people coming up and like saying words from our TikTok.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of iconic words now.
I'm sorry. If I hear one more fucking person come up,
when we were at that thing at the weekend, people just come up and say the word Labubu.
Yeah. Well, you kind of own that now. Did you see me and Casey in, we were in Albufeira, and every time we got drunk, we kept going up being like, do you have any Alicia lip filler Labubu Stanley cups? Like, I'm 28 years old. Like, I am way too old to be babe.
Way too old for Albufeira.
Way too old.
It's so funny because you'd see like, and then they're all post up and then you and Casey, you're just in the background. I want to go home.
And we did. We left early. Anybody listening, my head is still mincemeat from Altogether now. So I'm struggling to be a good interviewer. How did you get into TikTok? I feel like you've only... Have you been doing TikTok a while or have you just blown up recently?
Not long. I started in like October.
Right.
It was like October... Yeah, October. Basically, I was posting loads, and then I had one video which I don't know if you've seen. It was my, when my nanny got me.
Don't walk, run to Dubai. That one, no. That's one. That's very funny.
You've been doing them videos for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only recently that they went like mad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, October, and then Josh was.
I was like December, January.
Oh, so who copied who?
No, but see, the thing is, I had posted TikToks before him.
Josh's always been posting.
I've always been posting, but I take them down because they get shares and I'd be like...
Yeah.
I'd have like a fucking panic attack when I seen 3 shares.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because when you're doing them at that small stage, that's 3 group chats.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's not 3 people.
And it's 3 people you know as well. Yeah. Like, that's the thing.
What's he doing?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's where it was at that
there's time. Nothing worse than when you post a TikTok and it has like, do you ever see people's TikToks and they have more shares than likes? Like they're ratioed, like there's more shares than likes.
Now I love getting shares. Yeah. Like, gives me a little bit of a...
Yeah, well, it pushes it. That's how you get engagement, so...
I started, like, that's why I post, sometimes I... What's crack? My name's Josh, nice to meet you. I post, like, some shit that I know will get shares. Like, I remember, like, the fucking Guess Who Got Broken Up With. I post that because I was like, that's gonna get fucking shit.
You know, like rage bait.
Over 500,000 fucking views on it.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck you.
Deadly.
A lot.
Your videos are like, every single one of your videos are like popping the fuck off. It's because I feel like there's no other boy doing cringy shit like that. So people are like, what the fuck? But it's like cool. It's like, nah.
No one's actually going up attacking. Like, I thought like young fellas, if we're on a night, I would be like,
no.
And just like,
I think girls find it gas as well because it's like shit that I shouldn't know about.
Yeah.
You
said like therapy laser hair removal in your recent. I was like, where is he learning? Do you have like girls that you're asking for brain rot?
He has his buzzwords.
Show me the notes.
Right there.
Man, I need to get a fucking like catchphrase or some shit. All I get is sausage lips because I got called sausage lips in work. And
oh, that's so mean.
Man, and I made too many videos about it. Now like random people are like, ha, sausage lips.
I call that more than jazzy now.
And I get pissed off too.
Yeah,
like not at first.
That's kind of mean.
It is mean. And people are mean. It starts off at first like once and I'm like, yeah, that's grand. We were it was Fish of the Weekend. There was a fella who kept saying, I actually want to hit him. It was like 7 times, sausage lips. I was like...
You should have hit him. That should have been it. Young fellas can be fucking hard though. Like, but you're not getting slagged at all.
No.
Because you're cool. That's why.
Comments I do, but never in real life.
Yeah, never in real life.
See if you know what these things are.
Right. Let's do a test. Right.
Okay. Periodical dermatitis.
I thought you were going to say period.
The dermatitis around your mouth. Yeah.
amino acid?
No.
Okay.
Does that say gold?
I know what it is. It's like some sort of vitamin.
amino acid, but I don't know exactly. Who is giving you these?
Wait, can I read some? I want to read some.
Do you just see these on your For You page and just write them in your notes?
If something comes to my head, I'm like, write that down. Straight away.
Birds of a Feather, Molly May.
Birds of a Feather is Billie Eilish. Yeah.
Ah, fuck off. What? Blonde Glamour Blonde.
What is it?
No, that sound is like glum. The glum.
No. No. I'm like two. What age are you?
19.
You're 20. You look like, you look 18 max.
What?
Yeah, you look so young.
I look older than him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you're taller. You're a lot taller, yeah.
I like to remind him that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you have a baby face though, Danny. I would have thought you were like 18.
Seriously?
Yeah, but so does Aiden and Dylan. Both of them do as well. Do you remember the first video you've ever posted?
Oh, yeah.
Right, tell us the first video.
Alba Ferreira, right?
Right. Oh, fucking Alba Ferreira is getting some free press on this podcast today.
Send us out.
I always wanted to, because I was thinking about posting TikToks for...
Yeah.
I was scared to post.
Yeah.
And I got locked. And I posted a video of me in Matt's Bar. Do you know Matt's Bar?
No.
It was about the ratio or something.
Yeah, it was just like a random... It was bullshit video. Like,
yeah.
Shit myself posting it. Actually, no, I wasn't shit myself. I shit myself the next morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you sobered up.
Yeah. It was just like a random video. It was just yeah. It looks like, but yeah, that was the first one. But like before that, for ages, I was like trying to hype myself up.
Yeah, to do it. And were you friends with Aiden and Dylan like when they were doing it, or did you just become friends because? Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I feel like if you had friends that kind of did it, it kind of encouraged you more because Aiden and Dylan. They were friends with Dara, and then Dara started doing TikToks, and now they do. I feel like if you had friends,
people who started it between our group, like all, we're from like a smallish town, so it was just like.
I can't believe that. Just for anybody listening, these I thought yous were dubs, like fully.
Wicklow.
No, I would never have guessed.
I'm on the map.
Coin o'clock.
I'd never have guessed.
Ratnew.
I'd never have guessed that. You sound like you're from Dublin, though.
I could be.
Thankful. What's a Wicklow accent? Oh no.
Oh man, what's crack with you, my man, right? Yeah.
That sounds like Dublin.
No, trust me, it's just it's Dublin but a bit mountainier.
Right. And is it like more culty?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear a Drogheda? Do you ever hear Drogheda accents?
No.
Oh my god, no, I have to show you. This is where I'm from. No, it's so bad.
The girls who I went to college with used to do like loads of impressions of it and thought it was the funniest
shit. It's like the, right, no offense, sorry to any of my Drogheda listeners, but people say that the Drogheda accent is the worst accent in Ireland. That's where I'm from, yeah. Hold on, let me find it. Am I going to be able to find it now?
Hope so.
It's very bad. It's like Staba, like Patty.
Oh, really?
Stab at, yeah.
Like English?
No, it's so bad. Hold on.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
No, this is awkward now. Can't find it. I can't find it. I did it! It's like, daba, party. They don't pronounce their O's, so like...
Does it sound like Dublin?
No.
At all?
No, not at all.
Does it sound more like the North?
No. It's like its whole, yeah. It's all the people from my hometown are going to have like pitchforks now every time I go home. Get her out. But no, it's not like Dublin. It's like culty, but...
I thought I just touched your feet.
You did. Oh, yeah, my foot. Right, where were we? Josh, what was the first video you ever posted?
See, I've been posting for years, but like they'd obviously get taken out. Yeah, I was a little like active slideshow, stupid little rolling cunt.
Oh no, the slideshow went like 100% and all these things.
Like a little group photo of us all at Emerge, and it's just like, yeah, we think we're sick. And then my first like funny one. I'm not
doing. Work, probably, was it?
Oh shit. I had an old account that I just completely fucking forgot about. Mm. I posted on an old account like 2 years ago, and it was me when I worked in Apache. And I had a video of them all lip syncing to that song. It was like when Andrew Tate came out with his own song. It was like, they call me Mr. Plenty. And I made them all lip sync. And I got about 250,000 views. But I got told I had to take it down by like the Apache head office. They reached out to my manager and were like, yous are all filthy. Your clothes are dirty and you're not following protocol. You need to like take that.
Oh, down. No.
Did you find that like way back then, it was so much easier to gain followers?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Find some cunt who had like one video with a million followers and like 250, a million.
Back when I started TikTok in like 2020, like there was only like maybe 50 people actually doing TikTok. Oh, so it was beautiful. So easy. Like, think about back in 22, it was the same 50 yeah. people on your
and you all used to fucking beef each other. It was so you were in the fucking mix.
I was always causing the beef.
I know.
So I think like instead of like
there was a caravan stuff and all.
Yeah. That's how you got, that's how you blew up. Do you know how many people that now to this day are known because they I beefed them?
Exactly.
Like
people still trying to reach out and get beef started just for a little claim to fame.
Well, yeah, a little bit. People will try, but I don't beef anymore. I'm like old.
You're a bit old.
Can we
I'm
do a fake?
No. Oh, over laboo-boos or something.
We were thinking about starting a beef.
Oh, we were thinking.
You should. It is a way to get like.
Like, imagine we were proper like, yeah, Danny called me sister a slut. We had a knife. Like, we're not talking about dancing anymore.
Me and Casey do that all the time to Aiden and Dylan. Whenever we're away on Party Hard, we start rumours that they're after being punching the heads off each other and all.
I think I heard something about. Yeah. I think it might have been when you were away. Was it for when it was Party Hard?
Yeah, me and Casey to be going on live saying Aiden and Dylan are punching the heads off each other and all.
What was that?
Still a little.
Yeah. I love now just stirring it, not actually being involved.
Just dropping
it.
A little
dipping
bomb
your
in
house. Yous two should do a fake beef though.
Yeah, but now they're going to know it's real.
Yeah, now they're... Well, no, because your bros don't listen to this podcast. No. So you're safe. It's
who,
only...
who is the demographic?
What's the demographic, Lauren?
Probably same as my videos.
Yeah, probably.
The girls. Yours is the girls and the gays. You're a demographic.
Hey, I have a few girls and gays.
Yeah, but you too, I'd say. Well, you definitely.
I have real gays. He just has old man.
I have old man gays. No, I have three real gays. Dawson. Shout out Dawson.
Well, do you have Danny?
Yeah.
No, I swear, I was convinced. Ask, I want you to ask Aiden. Mm. I was like, Aiden, is he gay? And Aiden was like, no. I was like, I'm telling you, he's
Danny
gay.
And he gets pussy. You'd bad. Be surprised how many girls takes him, like,
with. Yeah, because you're like one of the girls. Yeah,
no, but they're
girl coded.
They text and try fuck him. It's like.
It's because you have clout.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Fact.
It is.
We got no play. I got no play before. No, I did. Actually, no, I had like a few fits.
No, you did get pussy.
Oh my god. I'm like a granny to this conversation.
Sorry, sorry.
So, are you inspired by any other creators with your videos?
Ooh. Aiden Whelan. No, definitely not. I hate it.
I think Aiden Whelan is inspired by your videos. Aiden was in the car showing us that one where he goes, don't walk, run to Dubai. It was like, this is the funniest video you're ever going to see showing your video.
Aiden's so supportive.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Aiden's lovely,
Aiden's
isn't
like,
he?
Actually
we love Aiden.
Yeah. Aiden
you know
kickstarted
that's actually
both
how we became friends.
Oh, no way.
He like followed us when he seen that we were like.
Yeah, and he like brought us in. Man, he kickstarted like my TikTok mega. Like I remember I met him once at a... something. It was when I first started making videos, but I was just like mangled. So he saw me and he was like, what's up, bro? And I was like,
yeah.
And then afterwards, we knew about each other. We followed each other and all. And I was up on a night out in college. And next thing you know, someone was like, Aiden Whelan's here. And I looked downstairs. He's looking upstairs. He's like, and I was like, we ended up hanging out the entire night. We got on so well. And yeah. I think for like 2 weeks after that, we saw each other every day and became best mates. And like, he was posting me, he was in TikToks with me, which helped me like gain loads of views and gave me loads of boost. So,
yeah, but he's like that. That's one thing about Aiden and Dylan. They're both, they don't actually realize their own like clout.
Yeah.
Like they'll hop in anyone's videos, they'll be friends with anyone. They're lovely. Like them, Aiden and Dylan are my little two little children.
Aiden needs to get his fucking phone back.
Yeah. Is that still gone from Albufeira?
Because I was on the phone on the way up here, but I think it was just because he got like a hold of King Kennedy's phone or something. I don't know.
It's still a lot. Did he not lose that like 3 weeks ago in Albufeira?
Like, this fella does social media for a living.
And just has no phone.
Like,
when is the last time? Right, let's see the last time he... It must be about 3 weeks ago.
Easily 3 weeks ago.
See, he just doesn't give a shit though. 7/21, the 21st of July.
Fuck.
What is it now?
Nearly a month, no.
No, that's not that long. But he they go weeks without posting, the two of them. Why have yous not got into Party Hard?
Because we fucking... I've texted every single Party Hard account and said, send me out. And they like the fucking message.
Yeah, they will.
Back, they follow me back.
I'd say next summer they will because I'm too old to do Party Hard next summer. Like, I'm 29. And Casey probably, yeah, Casey probably won't do it either because she's.
But she's not want to.
Well, we're very. It's a very young crowd over there.
I couldn't even.
Like, I feel like I'm going to get a charge sheet even standing in the. In
yeah,
the
I remember seeing
there,
that in the comments. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
For free.
Well, I'm going. That's the thing. People, do you know so many people comment and they're like. Nevo going on holidays with a load of teenagers. I'm going for free. It's a free fucking holiday. Would you say no? Like, yeah. They think I'm like going and kneeing up with Aiden and Dylan in my spare time. Like, fucking gobshites. Josh, how do you come up with your...
As Danny first.
Danny, how do you come up with your video ideas?
Basically, anytime something pops into my... Because I'm always thinking about TikTok.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
So if something pops into my head, I'm just like, yeah, make it.
Write it down.
So like, say for like the girl part of things, I just was seeing so many videos about girls talking shy about...
Yeah.
My sister said it as well. Remember, I was having an argument with someone and... it was just always some bullshit about fucking, oh, what machine order.
I need to get my hair
the whole week. I need to get my eyebrows done or I'm going to fucking die.
So then I just started making videos about that.
That was a kind of niche idea. So it was a good idea because no one else has done anything totally, like that. Yeah. When you do something unique like that, it's going to blow up because no one else. Yeah. And then you started a whole trend. The whole For You page was like addicted to saying Labubu Dubai chocolate bar.
Still are, like.
Insane.
And what about you, Josh? How do you come up with them?
Depends. Same idea. I just have a brain for it, but also a lot of it is making fun of myself.
Yeah.
I don't realise. Like, if I'm not obviously the, like, I have a lot of Soy Girl Boyfriend TikToks. I'm obviously not, like, that bad. But, like,
not quite.
Master, not gone well because I have a bit of a. But we're working on it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, hey, well, I was in the car one day, I was snapping over something. I was like, wait a minute, this is a TikTok. And I, like, started making fun of it. And I remember saying this on a podcast before, like, anyone I'd spoken to before that has definitely watched it being like, stupid cunt. That's what he did to me.
Yeah, but your life becomes, right, when you start doing TikTok, it is kind of fucked, isn't it? Because everything is like a TikTok opportunity.
We'd be in conversation and just look at each other and go, that's TikTok.
That's TikTok, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he makes a joke, TikTok.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah, but even I had to stop. Like, I used to vlog everything and then I had to stop because I was like, I'm actually not living. Like, I'm just walking around recording. Like, I'm not even looking at it myself. I'm looking at it through the fucking phone.
Logged my visit to the bathroom.
Yeah, take a shit with me.
What videos did you like? Oh,
that's a TikTok.
Oh
video.
My God. Do you not remember my old cringy TikToks?
I do.
I just remember you beefing.
Specifically, I think I just remember.
Oh my God. It was like, I used to think, right, I cannot dance. Like, I just haven't, I can't dance. But I used to, like, back in 2020, dancing was that was all you could do.
People didn't realize how stupid they looked.
No, but I was convinced, like, I'm going to be the next Charlie D'Amelio. And I kept dancing all the time. Like, some of the videos are still on the internet.
Really?
But my original account's banned.
Is it?
Gone. Like, my account that I... Oh, I've had so many. I had an account with 1.2 million. And it got banned.
Why did it get... Oh, my God.
Yeah, got banned. And
shit. Yeah, I feel like
I had loads of accounts. I had another one that had 600K that got banned. And my original one had 400K. And it got... No, just for breaking community guidelines.
Back when you were...
Yeah. But
I think everyone just, like, lets you forget. Like,
yeah, they do.
Like, hey, let's just allow that to stay there. We'll all move on from that. Beef. But, like, other than that,
Yeah.
I don't even really remember.
The one that had 1.2 million was when I was, like, big doing OnlyFans. Yeah. And I got banned. But let me tell you, your whole, like... Most people's lives are ruined. I'm so lucky because I had social media to fall back on. But like outside of social media, I'd never get hired now in an office. Like my digital footprint is fucked. Like
really?
You have to remember that it's not worth it. Like the money you make doesn't justify the rest of your life. You know?
Yeah.
And you'll always have that there in the back of your head or in the back of everyone's head for the rest of your life. You'll have done that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not talking shit on people that do OnlyFans, but I've done it, so I'm allowed to say these things. I was too young. Like I always say that they should make the age for OnlyFans like 24 because
how old were you?
22, I think, when I started out. That's not that bad, but like,
but when you're 22, you're not swimming in dough and
no, exactly, money. Yeah. And
even
some
I wanted to do it, and I was seeing chicks making
and there's a lot of girls that do OnlyFans that. They started on their 18th birthday.
That is
fucking weird. Like I always say to people when people are like, "Oh, I'd make bank on OnlyFans." You probably would, but it's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's and it's as well for men. I don't think men realize this. Yeah. men that start OnlyFans, it's going to be other men, majority, that subscribe to you. Yeah. I promise you. I know men.
I thought I was going to start TikTok on OnlyFans. It's just men who want to fuck me. Send it to all you guys.
Right, Danny, how did you come up? Well, you've already kind of said this. How did you come up with the Labubu Dubai chocolate video?
Basically, I just seen girls talking about it all the time, and I was like, what is this? Found out about it, and I was like, that's stupid.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
It is so stupid, though, isn't it? Like, why are we all addicted to buying these stupid, ugly teddy bears? Like, do you know how much money I've spent on Labubu? I'd say I must have spent, like, about 500 quid on Labubus. I swear to God.
How much are they? Like, how much are they?
It depends. No, Alex slags me over that all the time. Now I'm going to be... Do you know what else I say? Do you know what I mean? Oh, I say that all the time.
Oh my God, it's so actually much. Like... Fuck.
It's going to get worse now when you're online.
I just want to say this live so everyone knows how fucking annoying Danny is. The chap thinks he's right about everything. Yeah. This was not in a shopping centre. He was like, nah. I'm fairly sure it's in a shopping
centre.
Oh, what? No indication.
I've never gone to Steve's Green shopping
centre. Oh, fuck. A podcast studio in a shopping centre.
I fucking said, and he didn't listen to me.
He just kept walking and was like, no, I think so.
Oh, God.
All right, I just had to throw that out there because I said I was going to say it in the podcast.
We were walking up the road and Josh was like, nah, man, fuck you, I'm staying.
No, not in a shop. How could you do a podcast in a shopping centre?
I thought it was like up on the 10th, 5th floor.
Yeah, but all the people. The noises.
I thought it was inside. So.
How long did it take you to find you?
Like, once we got
where he's like walking around aimlessly.
No, I was putting it in the maps and we weren't getting any closer, but we're still walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking out. Ended up inside Macaroni House.
Macaroni House? Macaroni House. No, it's Marconi House.
I'm so hungry.
Macaroni House, Lauren, you have to leave that in. That is so funny.
Macaroni makes me hungry.
Did you ever expect your videos to go this viral, Danny? When did they start going viral? Was it that Don't Walk, Run to Dubai video?
Kinda, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of only done like really well the past like month.
Right.
But like since I started, to be fair, like it's been doing pretty good since I started. Like,
yeah.
I've been gaining followers the whole time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But recently it's been like the best.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Your new ones are, what are your new ones? Girl, boss,
girl,
pussy,
boss,
queen.
Girls, yeah.
No. Oh, you know, I was showing Alex the other day. I was literally lying in bed making Alex watch your videos. Like, look, next. They're so funny. But it's, I think to girls, it's so funny because we know that is what we sound like.
Yeah,
that's exactly what we sound like to men, especially men don't understand what we're saying.
I hear that and I'm like, it just turns
Josh
the brain
wrong. Yeah.
I'm just talking
shy and he's just like,
oh. And the little run at the end.
Usually, like, when we make our videos, it's like, we're laughing all the time. With these ones, I'm just like, oh, at the end, if you like watch certain ones, you can hear me go, oh fuck.
Yeah. You can see you like do this little run and stop and look around at the end of everything.
And if you look behind the camera, I ain't laughing. I'm just
no.
You're literally doing worse than OnlyFans.
Do you do you ever get like weird looks in public filming them? Like, do people ever look at you like, what is he doing? And you're probably more embarrassed because he's in the moment. Like, you're standing there filming him.
Oh, he hates it.
I actually hated it more when he used to do the stuff. He used to do embarrassing shit in public for views.
What embarrassing? Right, come on, fill us in.
Oh yeah, so I went into KFC.
Right.
And, no, it was KFC. Was it? McDonald's and then KFC. But
right.
I ended up posting the KFC one. Anyway, went into KFC and counted backwards from 10 really loud. I was just like, 10. And
oh God.
Done nothing.
No.
So I just counted down. Oh yeah.
What train?
Really on a train. Really
no.
If this is what Spanish students sound like. And it's
oh, I seen that. That's still on TikTok, isn't it? Yeah.
And he let roar. Oh my God. And afterwards, so awkward. 30 Spanish students ran around.
Yeah, just looking. No, I couldn't do anything like that. No, that's like, no, I have social anxiety. I could never,
that's
like.
It's so weird the amount of people I've met from social media who definitely would not, like, be very social.
No.
Like,
I feel
on a night out, people are, like, up talking, like, and I'm just like.
Yeah. But I feel like a lot of people that do social media aren't very sociable. That's why they do social media.
Yeah.
Like,
my first videos got viral because I was awkward. Like,
yeah.
You know, my stories about me getting really awkward and people like, ha, funny boy.
Yeah. But I feel like because if you're not like the most outgoing person in real life, you can kind of be outgoing online.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
yeah. I've had people come up to me before. These two girls come up to me asking for a picture. They were like 13. They come up to me and I got real awkward. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
oh, you're awkward in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the worst thing when we went down to, oh, we went down to fucking the 40 foot. And this is only a few, like when it was that really fucking warm weekend.
Yeah.
And I think this was like the first time we'd been out in public, not on a night out, and got recognized. It was the worst because it was literally just 13-year-old girls
going
up for pictures of these two men.
Yeah. It's kind of sinister for you.
Everyone's in fucking bikinis. Like, can we crowd around you? Can you take it? No. And I'm here and I'm like, selfie with the 14-year-old girls.
It is kind of sinister, isn't it? Because I don't think of it like that. Because when girls come up to me, it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
but for you, it's like,
And especially because, like, La Boo Boo Boy, get
him. Yeah. People are going to be like, what's he doing? Yeah. The boo boo boy.
Maybe I should stop.
And they're all talking to you and they're like, we love your videos. And I'm like, thanks, girl.
Social distance, 6 feet apart. Like.
Oh, it's worse with Aiden. We got chased through a shopping centre with Aiden.
Fuck
and
off.
Some young fellas who obviously knew who Aiden was.
Yeah.
Didn't give a fuck. And we're just like, ah. And I was like,
oh my God, really?
Fair. I was like,
really?
We're getting chased by a horde of
14. Yeah, Aiden is even in a. Albufeira, like they'd be chasing Aiden up and down the fucking street. But Aiden is so built for it, though. Aiden's he loves it. He's so good at it. Yeah. Same with Dylan. Dylan is the exact same. Like when we'd be away, like I'm like hiding in the corner, like get the fuck away. And them two are like out, like in the middle of everybody, having the fucking time of their fucking lives.
In fairness, I think that's how we get as well.
Yeah.
Like at Christmas,
you do like it.
At first, it gets like when we're first there, it's just like, oh hey, what's the crack? We got. Wasted as Crystal's, you look. We are locked drunk. I'm falling on the floor. I'm like, what's up, Jesse? He's pissing himself laughing. He jumped on my fucking shoulders. Like, I mean, like standing.
We were running around.
You were on his shoulders.
Yeah, I just jumped up. I didn't warn him.
6'2", managed to jump from floor onto my shoulders.
How?
No fucking clue.
What height are you?
5'10".
Yeah, how did you jump up 6'2"?
I was drunk. That's what.
Fucking hell.
Drunk,
so funny. Let's get drunk on the weekend.
I know yous are gonna like laugh at this question, but do yous ever get hate? And if so, what do you think about?
Get hungry.
What do you do? Like, do you reply to the hate? Do you just ignore them?
My rule is to never give any type of energy to it.
Yeah.
I kind of would reply in a funny way. Like I try to. Like I remember I got one. I came back from work and it was like. Have to get the work pants in, didn't you? And I was like, how else are they going to know how hard I work? But like, yeah, rule is ignore all hate. I've had a few that were really bad for hate. Like, the entire comment section was just like, you're a stupid cunt.
Yeah.
It was like a video of me. I had just come out the shop. And in fairness, your man who walked in the shop before me looked like a fucking, like, it was entirely Monterex. Everything he was
wearing,
hat to fucking tracksuit bottoms. And he was like mid-40s. And I was just like, come on. dress your age. I'm like, I'm obviously joking.
Yeah.
Made a video, I was like, lads, stop wearing tracksuits after 30. And oh my God,
full
someone ran my reg plate from a different video.
Fuck off.
And like outed me in the comments. I didn't even know this information about my guy. They're like, yeah, mate, your car's a catsy right off, you fucking loser. You
can't. Stop.
You couldn't even pay your full year's tax, you fucking.
Stop.
How the fuck do you know that?
You know, that's scary.
It's like you're too broke to pay your full year's tax, mate.
People are stalkers. Like, you have to be so careful. Like, obviously, yous know where I live, but like, I won't even post a TikTok around my area because people are weirdos. Like, people would show up at your fucking door.
I've had my address sent into lawyers before, but like,
fuck off.
I don't know how people find out this.
No.
They must spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I just post videos and they're like, oh, nice one. And they just name the place.
Yeah. I'm terrified because my address, when me and Alex moved into that house, it got leaked into a group chat and this woman started sending like, pizza and stuff to my house.
Yeah, but
and it's scary because it's like, fuck, like the people, it's scary knowing that people that don't maybe have the best intentions have your fucking address.
Your size, like,
yeah.
And people have hatred for you.
Yeah, hatred. they'd kill me in my sleep.
I've never understood, like, they have deep hatred for Niamh O'Connor in the head. And I'm just like,
hey, I think for girls as well, like, boys hate on other boys, but it's like, it's kind of different. It's not deep. Whereas with girls, when girls can be really
with lads,
evil.
It's just
like,
don't like a tracksuit. It's just like, I want to kill your dog.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's quite like, it's more sinister with girls. So, yeah. Plus, I've been annoying people for 5 years.
Yeah.
You've only been annoying people for 6 months. Yeah. Give it another 4.5 years.
You're going to hate us.
What was...
I keep thinking back, were you the one who was just getting slated for like living in a caravan?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. Right, I'm not trying to be bad.
That wasn't even a caravan. It was a mobile home.
I'm just trying to remind myself.
Like, the thing is, you're living off this now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is my job.
That's what we want to do. Yeah. And I've now decided I'm never going back to college. I was going to do an apprenticeship, not doing it. Yeah. I'm like making it so that if I don't do this, I'm fucked.
Yeah, yeah. No, you will. Once you have followers, you can make money online. Mm. Like, yeah. It's so easy.
I started this week, property.
Yeah. Once you have followers, there's so many avenues, I think, that people don't even realize to make money online.
I started doing Cameo the other day.
Oh, my God.
Did you? Deadly.
I'm making a bit. Danny's made a
Yeah, because you have the whole Labubu thing.
It's disgusting how much money this job has made.
Yeah, and does Cameo take? They take a sick fee, don't they?
Yeah.
But you're dead right doing Cameos because you have that whole Labubu thing. People will pay because that's your kind of gag. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And
you're right.
Buy a Cameo now.
buy a Cameo from Danny. Cameo.
I need the money more than him.
I used to do Cameo, but then I was getting weird requests. People thought it was OnlyFans sending me can you like say hi with your feet to me? Like weird shit. Yeah, because it's men. Yous are getting like girls being like say like hi to my friend for her birthday.
No, I'm getting helping.
Are you getting guys?
Yeah, I'm getting loads of like help my breakup, and I'm helping. I'm like
same. I'm so supportive.
Oh my God, I'm in there like they weren't good enough. The only reason you're so invested in them is because you put them on a pedestal. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm like
actually really.
I was like, I went through the same thing 2 weeks ago, man. You got. I'm like bonding with these random cons in a video. I hope not.
Are they asking you to like help them through their breakup?
They're asking for advice. Yeah. Like, he cheated on me and left me for my best friend. And I'm like, girl, that is not cool.
Someone asked me how do I keep a situationship more than 1 week, and I literally made a video. I was like, you're asking the wrong person.
Make it feel like it's blocked after.
Well, that's handy. You're literally getting paid to just give people advice. Do they want you to speak in the Labubu? Yeah.
You're like, he's not good enough for you, Labubu queen.
And I'm like, girls, set up for him.
I get a few funny ones. I have funny followers because I get some funny ones. Is it rotten to get finger blasted in the pub? And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, no, it's not me. It's all good, yeah? Some bird.
And is this a boy or a girl asking?
It's a girl. I haven't done it yet. I don't
because our humor is weird.
So you get weird.
Niche, so it's funny, like, you know?
Yeah.
We get more funny people.
Yeah. And has anybody posted? Because you see, Madison Collies are all getting posted on TikTok. Yours are going to end up you.
Posted a few of mine,
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I'm going to go look for that now after.
She's fun.
I'm going to make a fake Cameo account and get you to do something mad weird. Post it.
I was thinking I said your name in one of my videos as a brand.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, I'm fake. Do you know that? Yeah.
I'm famous. You are anyway.
I was like, I'm famous. He said, TikTok shop Niamh O'Connor.
you're making fucking stupid money off that, I bet you.
Yeah, TikTok shop, yeah.
We should get on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start selling that. I saw the projector.
TikTok shop's amazing.
Like, I saw the projector. I was like, I could sell
it. Oh, so worth it, yeah. Like, TikTok shop is where my main income is now on social media. Yeah. So good. And the thing about TikTok shop, people will take the piss out of it because it's new. But in a year, everyone's going to, like, why would you not do it? Like,
up on it now.
Disposable income. Like, and you don't have to promote things that you don't like. Like, obviously, you're not going to go on and promote makeup. Yeah. But there might be.
You so could go on and promote makeup.
Oh, you so could, actually. Yeah. You so could. You'd sell loads of curve cases. Yeah. Definitely. But yeah, it is. TikTok shop's great. You should. I know it's like a cringe thing and everyone's making fun of it, but
yeah, that's why I'm like
alimony in it.
But I remember like at first, like I was like, I wouldn't do a Cameo, and then you did it. I was like, all right, fuck it. And now all the boys like, maybe I should start doing Cameo.
Yeah, it's just once one person starts, that's how it is. Like it's just takes one person. But Cameo is definitely the way to go, I think.
We are getting money out.
I used to do... I need to restart my Cameo, but I'll get...
More people should start doing them.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would be good.
Yeah, I feel like nobody would want Cameo. I feel like you have to have a kind of funny part. Like, you and Madison Collie have that, like...
Yeah, true, yeah.
A kind of character. Whereas I don't have that. Like, what am I going to say? Happy birthday. Goodbye. Abuse them.
Seen one that done prank calls. Maybe you could do prank calls.
Yeah, true. Or maybe I could roast them.
Yeah. People do that. It's like either...
We keep trying to break the thing. Chilling there. I'll be in the conversation.
Right, so the last question I have, this is going to be a good one actually, because you kind of started around the same time. Do you ever get competitive?
Yeah, friendly competition, but sometimes I notice myself being a cunt. Like yesterday, I was like, how good's your video doing? And then he was like, oh, it's not doing that good. I was like, oh, mine's doing pretty good. because it was the same type of video. It was like the photo slideshow, but like they were actually bullshit. Like, but his one was like him in the nails. My sister does nails. Shout out, Globe Oil, Leanne Mitchell. And he's in there getting like doing all the photo stuff done. And I was like, right, that's funny. That'll do well. I need to do it as well. So they'll do it at the same time. But I obviously couldn't do all the girly shit because that's the thing. I went in and I was like, what would be funny? It would be funny if it was all way too fucking high quality.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like a load of really high quality fucking photos of me being like all really into the camera. And it did well. And his one did shit. And I was like, yeah, so my one's doing pretty good.
Yeah, you do get, when you have friends that do social, you do get this like.
All your friends are doing.
Yeah. But it's friendly. I feel like that's healthy.
Like, I'm so happy when he hits Big Mouse or something. Like, yes, like this is what we want to do. But fuck you for hitting it.
At the end of the day, we're really supportive of each other.
Yeah.
But like, at the same time, it's like, we're really similar on TikTok.
So yeah.
It's kind of like someone the same as you to just compare yourself.
Yeah.
I remember he had more followers than I had more. And I was like, I was pissed up because he was in a bit of a rut on TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm so glad that I'm doing well. But I'm pissed off that he's doing shit. But I'm glad I'm doing better. But I'm unhappy.
He had like a really serious talk with me. And was like, no, cop on.
Oh, that's so nice. That's so girl boss pussy queen.
And then I was going through a rut. You tried to have the same conversation with me. Didn't work. Got broken up with. Got better. I was getting like 1,000 views, 1,000 followers a week. I'm like 7K a week now.
Oh, deadly. That's sick. That's really, really good.
He's hitting like 10K.
That's crazy like, good, yeah.
We're going through, you know, like when an influencer hits their like crazy
peak.
That's where we're at right now.
Like, and then you have to, do you know, the worst part is trying to like, because my peak was like 2020, like well gone. Trying to actually like, because so many people hit their peak and then they just fall.
Yeah.
And that's it. So the hardest part is actually after you peak, trying to stay relevant because there's always new up and coming people, like even yous and like Aiden and Dylan, like yous weren't on TikTok when I started.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's all these new people coming along and you have to try and like,
as usual, that's if why you a bit have any dilemmas good, that you like, want to friendly to competition, us, contact us on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send us an email at unscripted@goloudnow.com.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Love you. Bye.
We also do work together a lot. Like
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.
From Belfast, we did a podcast with.
I seen that podcast. Yeah.
He invited me. He was like, bro, we buzz off each other. Would you want to come down and do a live gig in fucking Derry? And I was like, yeah, 100%. He was like, oh, I'm onto this other girl. I think she might be a good suit for you. And I was like, can I ring Danny? And he was like, no, I'll just have you and Danny on.
Yeah.
Same way with this one. You've reached out and then Danny. Yeah. Can I bring my TikTok?
No, you definitely work well together and you bounce off each other. And that's good. People love a duo.
Yeah. I'm like, we'll post a video. Like, just like videos that I'd have posted with other people I know wouldn't have done great. Like maybe 300, 400,000 views. Like, I'll post to him 1.2.
Sure, all your views, you're ridiculous. Your views are just ridiculous. Like, mine are so, I'm like in my flop era. I need to start posting. Since Altogether Now, I think I've posted like 2 videos. I'd say my manager wants to kill me. Like,
Yeah.
You will get managers. That will.
Should we?
Yeah, debt. Oh, 100%.
See, we're so parallel about stuff. Like, I remember we.
Yeah. But not managers. You should reach out to like well-known agencies. Don't like see all these messages like, I can be your manager. No. Like,
I can support your lives. I will gift
No, fuck them. Yeah. There's a couple of like very well-known, like I'm with Collective. Mm-hmm. And then there's other ones as well.
There's
you should.
Red team, whatever. The
Reach out, Matchstick. There's loads. Reach out to them and send them an email and get signed. That's how you get brand deals and stuff.
Yeah.
We were doing a brand deal, reach out ourselves.
Yeah, no, get an agent. It's so much easier. And like, you give them a percentage, but you get so much more. Like if I was on my own, I wouldn't get anything. Really? Whereas through them, you get so much because they have all the contacts.
Actually, did you find it took a hit for all your brand deals after that?
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I didn't get any.
That thing.
I only started doing brand deals and actually properly like social media last February. Yeah, I did not do a single brand deal before that. Yeah. No, you can't. Like, if you do OnlyFans, they're not.
How did you go from want to do
I
that.
Remember.
I like it overnight. So I quit OnlyFans just one random day. Yeah. Didn't tell anybody, didn't tell the internet, just deleted my account. Yeah. Then.
What was it that drove you to that actually?
Kind of when I got with Alex and I was like in this like happy relationship. And do you know what it was? He said to me one day, I'm going to start an OnlyFans. Ooh. And I went mental. Like, I was like, no, you're not. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm being a hypocrite. Like, he's literally with me and I'm doing this. So it was kind of, I suppose, I don't know. I think because I actually loved him, I was like, I don't want this to be our relationship. Like, and then, yeah, I just deleted it one day and rebranded. Got rid of Nevo.
It rebranded well, in fairness.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? It done pretty good. Yeah, just got rid of Nevo. That was the biggest thing. Because I feel like Nevo, everybody connects with like OnlyFans, drama.
Yeah, Nevo. Yeah,
now you're like more official.
Yeah, now I'm like, now I'm a PG Nevo queen. Nevo Connor podcaster. Yeah. Oh, right, lad. Jesus. That was fucking, that's like the longest guest interview we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. That's like long. It did go fast. Yeah. Right, lads, thank you so much for coming in. I've laughed for an hour. You're very funny. So you definitely deserve all
thanks
the...
for having us.
And do you want to give all your socials just in case the listeners want to look you up?
Danny Swanton, DanySwanton. Instagram, TikTok, Cameo.
Cameo, get on the Cameo.
Get on the Cameo. Jazzy Irish official on Cameo. Josh _Norton on TikTok. Josh N514 and everything else.
Brilliant.
Nice to have you, girls.
Brilliant. Thank you, lads. Woo!